SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Semakin sering kita jumpai pendengar, di awal sebuah acara kita melihat upacara formal yang dilakukan oleh pemangku adat aborigin. Ritual penyambutan ini disebut Welcome to Country. Seiring dengan perayaan Pekan NAIDOC, Settlement Guide kali ini melihat apa arti Welcome to Country dan bagaimana kita semua dapat memberikan pengakuan pada para pemangku adat dengan tulus. Rangkuman khusus berikut ini disusun oleh Melissa Kompagnoni. Upacara Welcome to Country ini hanya dilakukan oleh para pemangku adat. Mereka adalah keturunan bangsa aborigin yang merawat tanah atau ibu pertiwi Australia sebelum penjajahan. Rhoda Roberts adalah Elder in Residence di SBS. Ia menciptakan istilah Welcome to Country ini pada tahun 1980-an dan membantu mengembangkan cara-cara modern untuk menyampaikan penyambutan ini.
The Welcome to Country is done by those custodians from that land base that you're on, or indeed the elders of that community.
Penyambutan ini biasanya berupa pidato, tarian atau upacara asap. Jude Barlow, sesepuh Ngunnawal dari wilayah Canberra, mendidik masyarakat tentang pentingnya Welcome to Country.
Being welcome to country means that you are talking to your spiritual ancestors and you're saying, just let this person come through. We trust that they're not going to do any harm on this country, so do not harm them. So for me, the significance of being welcome to country is about ensuring your spiritual safety. When I walk onto another First Nations country, I look to be welcomed so that I feel that the spirits are okay with me being there. Because they're still with us. They're in the animals, they're in the trees.
Istilah country atau negeri ini mewakili beberapa ide yang kompleks. Istilah ini tidak hanya digunakan untuk menggambarkan tanah, air, dan langit, tetapi juga mencakup gagasan tentang kehidupan, keluarga, dan koneksi, ujar Jude Barlow.
I guess it's the energy that I feel when I'm on country. When I'm not here, there's something missing from my life. It's also a connection with my ancestors because Aboriginal people have oral history and country contains those stories. So when I'm on country, I feel that connection.
Tidak sembarang orang bisa melakukan Welcome to Country. Penyambutan ini harus dilakukan oleh pemangku adat atau pemangku tradisional dari tanah tempat Anda melakukan pertemuan tersebut. Seringkali, mereka secara resmi diakui sebagai kelompok pemilik tradisional untuk area tertentu, kata Paul Patton, seorang pria Gunai dan Monaro dari sisi tenggara Australia. Paul Patton adalah CEO dari Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations.
Traditional owners are connected to a particular place or country, and it's really important that we honour that connection and that relationship that traditional owners hold with that piece of land or that cultural landscape, and to hear directly from traditional owners about their connection, about the importance of caring for country and their aspirations for their communities going forward is really important to acknowledge and recognise that enduring connection of thousands of generations.
Di beberapa bagian Australia, pemangku tradisional ini dikenal secara luas. Tetapi di beberapa wilayah lain, mengidentifikasikan para wali adat ini memerlukan beberapa penelitian, terutama jika mereka belum diakui secara formal.
There are many ways to find out who the traditional owners are. There'll be ways to find out via websites, government organisations, local government councils that exist all across Australia will often have a connection with the traditional owners.
Menghubungi Dewan Tanah Aborigin atau Organisasi Kesehatan Aborigin setempat juga dapat membantu Anda memperoleh arahan yang benar. Acknowledgement of Country ini merupakan pidato penyambutan penting lainnya yang disampaikan di awal pertemuan dan juga acara. Namun, seperti yang dijelaskan Rhoda Roberts berikut ini, acknowledgement ini berbeda dari Welcome to Country.
An acknowledgement of country can be done by all of us, black and white, wherever we come from. It's us showing that we have an awareness of the land and respect for it, and that we're visiting someone else's land and we're paying respect. So acknowledgement is recognizing that you might be working or living on a place that's not the place you come from, but that's okay, you still belong to it and you're going to acknowledge and thank the custodians and elders.
Saat menyiapkan acknowledgement of country, memang mudah untuk menggunakan kembali skrip yang sudah ada. Namun, kata-kata ini lebih berbobot ketika berasal dari hati. Tidak ada kata-kata yang pasti, tetapi banyak sumber online tersedia untuk membantu Anda mempersiapkan acknowledgement tersebut. Jude Barlow mengatakan, penting untuk melakukannya dengan niat yang baik.
And do that not as a last minute thing, not by rote, but actually plan it as part of your whole event. And it's inclusive right from the start, not just as an afterthought. That is a mark of respect.
Berhati-hatilah untuk menyertakan country tempat Anda bertemu dan menggunakan nama tradisional. Selalu sebutkan nama pemangku tradisional jika secara resmi memang diakui dan memberikan penghormatan kepada sesepuh, baik itu di masa lampau, sekarang, dan yang baru muncul. Berikut ini komentar dari Carrie Lee Harding yang menjadi Indigenous Lead di SBS.
I perform acknowledgement of countries in many ways in my life, and I do so on air at SBS Radio, at work for meetings, and also in other settings in the community as well. It holds a very special significance for me as an Aboriginal woman. It's so important that I acknowledge the Aboriginal land which I am working on. It actually enables me to share with others whose land we are on the knowledge of the traditional owners and acknowledge them.
Jika tidak jelas siapa pemangku tradisionalnya, maka lebih baik untuk memberikan pengakuan kepada pemilik tradisional secara lebih umum. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Paul Patton.
It's always best to use your best endeavours to find out the name of the traditional owners whose country you're on. If it's contested country, that's also something that needs to be acknowledged. Sometimes there are many groups who assert an interest in a particular part of country, and that's really important to understand. If there haven't been recognition through formal recognition structures, then there may be multiple groups that have an interest in that area.
Hal yang paling terhormat untuk dilakukan menurut Carrie Lee Harding adalah mencoba untuk memberikan acknowledgement to country.
Go ahead and be positive and do an acknowledgement of country, as it's one positive thing I think we should all be doing to pay our respects to the local custodians of the land.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.